Welcome on into Table Talk this Wednesday, the first Wednesday of every month. We have a guest on from our friends over at Snow College, and joining us today, Carson Howell, our VP for Finance and Administrative Services over at Snow College. Carson, thanks so much for joining us here on Table Talk, your first time on the program.
It is. Thanks, Tanner, for the invitation.
Absolutely. Give us just a little bit of an introduction to you, your background, just some things like that.
Sure. So I actually grew up in Idaho, a little small college town there in Idaho, right outside of Rexburg in a little town called Sugar City, and worked here in Utah in the commissioner's office probably about 8 or 9 years ago. That's when I really became familiar with Snow College, moved back to Idaho, and then we were thrilled at the chance to come back. So it's been great.
What was kind of led to your decision to come into and down to Snow, down to San Pete County?
Yeah, so like I said, it felt very familiar. I had just finished a PhD, and actually that was from Boise State, so blue and orange seemed pretty good.
There you go.
But I knew a previous administrator here, Marvin Dodge, who was the previous VP of Finance, and he and I were talking, and he said, you know, you should talk to Brad Cook, who's the new president there at Snow College. And so we chatted and had a great conversation, and he invited me to come and be part of the team.
That's fantastic. Marvin's an old neighbor of mine. Love the Dodge family. We definitely miss them. What kind of goes along with your current portfolio and units reporting to your position?
Yeah, so all of the finance areas, so the budget office, the controller's office, and then some of the administrative services. So things like facilities. We actually have a new office that was just created, the Office of Institutional Effectiveness, looking at broad strategies, how to improve the college. So that's another one there. The Sevier Valley Center, which I know, Tanner, you've been very involved with.
Very familiar down there, yes.
Yes. So a lot of those areas.
Awesome. Legislative session ends this week. I believe we're down to our last 3 days, 2.5, 3 days left of the session. Talk about some of the funding mechanisms, or I guess pots of money is a better word to use, that involves Snow College.
Yeah, so we actually, this last year, the system of higher education, so those were all the degree-granting institutions, there were 8 of them, combined with the technical colleges. And so now for Snow College, because we both do the degrees, we do associate degrees and bachelor's degrees, and then we also have technical programs, we actually have 2 different pots of money there. So we have the money coming for the degree side, the money coming from the technical college side. And then also this year, we were lucky enough to get some money on the concurrent enrollment. So we do a lot of concurrent enrollment with the high school students. And so those are the different pots of money that are coming to Snow College. And actually, this year looks to be a pretty good session. So
that greatly impacted me. I was in high school when those programs first started with the concurrent enrollment. Huge, huge advantage.
Good.
Definitely enjoyed that. Had a big impact on my education for sure. Let's kind of talk about how does that impact the tuition impact, as well as processes, different things like that.
Yeah, so actually tomorrow afternoon, we have a truth in tuition hearing. So we're looking at the different tuition rates. We've actually gotten some guidance from the state auditor's office for a little bit of change. They're moving some of the fees into tuition. And so that makes it look like we have a little bit more of a tuition increase when really it's a wash for students. But we'll see some compensation. The state passed a compensation bill. Unfortunately for the state, well, unfortunately for Snow College, we don't get funded 100% of that. And so they actually expect us to raise tuition a little bit to pay for those compensation increases. So what we're looking at is tuition increases probably between 3 to 5%. That's total, again, with that about 1.25% that's due to the fees. That's a wash. So the net impact for students is about up to a 3.75% tuition increase.
Still the lowest in the state. That's one thing always will likely be true at Snow College for sure. So you've been at the college since, I believe it was November of 2019, correct? So
yep.
Pretty much the whole COVID era of Snow College you've been a part of. What updates can you give us, maybe statistically, some precautionary measures that are going on over at the college?
Yeah, it was a thrilling time to come. Looking forward to maybe things slowing down a little bit. But with COVID, we've actually been testing students every 2 weeks, students and employees. Community members are also coming in and can be tested there. And we are actually testing probably one of the highest in the state of the colleges. We're doing really well. We're testing probably about 1,400 individuals per week, which is fantastic. But we also made a push to stay face-to-face. So we asked the students and employees mask up, make sure that you wash your hands, do all of those precautions in order to stay face-to-face. And during this whole COVID time, we managed to stay 90 to 92% face-to-face, the highest in the state, and most likely one of the highest in the country. We really made a push for that. So we've actually stayed within about 1%. Right now we're at about 1% of the students that have tested positive, students and employees. So we're making a push these last few months. There's a new campaign that we're doing for everybody there on campus called Make It to May. We're just going to try and finish out strong. Keep wearing your mask, keep washing your hands and doing those precautions so that we can finish strong.
I really, really like that. I'm going to start maybe using that a little bit because it's just around the corner, the way vaccines are coming in. Some of these new reports with the vaccine production make it to May. I really like that. That's fantastic. A lot happening at the college. We already brought up the Sevier Valley Center. I pretty much lived there last week. If I wasn't here in the studio, I was down covering games down at the Sevier Valley Center. They just do a phenomenal job down there. Hats off to you guys. We talked about that a lot during our broadcast. Just such, it is just ran so well. The media is taken care of. The coaches are taken care of. Players are taken care of. They did a great job with the fans, considering, you know, the restrictions and whatnot. A lot of fun happening down at the SVC.
Thank you. It is a gem of the state, and it's great to see all the different teams come in. Experience that, and the patrons that can come and watch those games, I think I'll leave feeling really positive about Snow College and about the Sevier Valley Center. So we're really pleased with everything that's going on down there.
The first time I went in there, I think it was my junior year of high school, and I felt like I was walking into, you know, the Vivint Arena up in Salt Lake. It is so nice. It is so well taken care of. You give these kids kind of, you know, a grander feel compared to maybe some of these smaller high school gyms. It's just absolutely phenomenal. Speaking of basketball and athletic events, a lot going on at Snow College. Everything got moved to the spring. We had Rob Nielsen on last month to kind of talk about that. You also have a lot of cultural events going on at the college as well.
Yeah, so we're still trying to be as normal as possible. So we're having concerts, we're having plays, we are having athletic events. It's keeping Rob quite busy for this spring. But things are going well. I know that football practice just started up. As I drove past the field yesterday, they were all out there, and so we're looking forward to a lot of fun activities there on campus. We also have the student activities that are going on. Yesterday was Taquito Tuesday. All the students out in the plaza getting taquitos, and it's been a great time.
I picked the wrong time to go to Snow. Taquito Tuesday sounds fantastic. That is great. You've got some homecoming activities coming up. They've had to be modified a little bit. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we are doing a modified homecoming. Again, we're trying to keep it as normal as possible. There are some activities that we're just not going to be able to do with social distancing and masks and everything, but we're trying to keep as much normalcy as we can. So we are going to have the homecoming game. We're going to have that in the spring. We're going to just do as much as we can.
And what can you tell us about commencement plans? I know Rob had a slight update for us last month. Anything further you'd like to add about what's going on with commencement?
Yeah, so we're planning still on face-to-face, having a live commencement ceremony. Most likely that will be outdoors just to help with spacing and things. So we're looking right now that would be on the football field, weather permitting. So we're hoping that that's the case.
Awesome. Anything else you'd like to add, Carson, before we send you back over to Ephraim?
Just thank you. We really appreciate the support of the community, the support of KMTI, and so thank you for letting us come on.
Yeah, that's Carson Howell, the VP for Finance and Administrative Services over at Snow College, joining us on Table Talk this morning.